speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
The question is, does God ever change His mind? The answer lies within the first group of passages establishes the fact that God's decrees are not irrevocable. Whenever God says that He is going to do something, we need to understand that God means exactly what He says. I think that in the Lord's church, those who truly love God and want to spend eternity in heaven with Him, we take that very serious, and we know that whenever the Lord says that He is the authority and therefore we must comply with the things that He says to do. Also, though, if you will note the way in which God speaks to various individuals from time to time, the Lord lays forth conditions that these people must meet in order for them to escape His wrath or to escape whatever consequences He has spelled out that would indeed come upon them. Take into consideration Jeremiah 18 verses 7 through 10. He says, "If a nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon them." There's so much in the context there. God had said that these individuals were going to face doom. Why? Because of the evil that they were engaging in their life. But God says that this disaster that He was going to bring upon them, that He would relent. What does that word relent mean? It means that He would repent. Well, what does the word repent mean? It means that He was going to turn from it. Well, what does that mean? It means that He was going to change direction, or you might even say He was going to change His mind. He was going to change the outcome if they would do what? If they would turn against the evil and follow our God. The context says that He thought to bring upon them. God's able to have thought without having action to it. And yet at the same time, whenever God has thought, He wants us to understand that He will indeed follow through with that thought if man does not do what He commands them to do. Take into consideration the book of Jonah. Jonah was told to go to Nineveh. And if he did not go to Nineveh and preach to the people, and the people did not repent of their evil and wickedness, what was God going to do? He was going to destroy the Ninevites. Yet at the same time, God was giving the Ninevites an opportunity to repent. How? By sending Jonah up on them. God also identifies to mankind is that someday God's wrath will be poured out upon those who are outside of Christ. Yet at the same time, even though that He has promised His wrath, people are able to escape that. How? If they will come in line with His commandments. Hence, God will change the wrath that would have come upon those souls who were outside of Him. It's essential for us to understand that He will not operate outside of the realm of His Word today in regard to the things that He has said. The second set of passages that are presented on the slide shows us that God's nature does not waver. Hence, the way that He worked in the Old Testament similitude will also be found in and through the New Testament Scripture, hence also in the Christian age.